enti u kofa di omu kache unu nu sana yesu na yadwin ye yese omwa ye huwe juma and ra in the court in the proper place where issues are addressed and you need to submit evidence for what we have done, action of work done, they were found wanting. They couldn't confirm whether or not they have submitted a request or not. Very disheartening. So send an arguing here, that is not what transpired before the Labour Commission. And so where the issues are interrogated competently, they couldn't submit the substantial evidence to prove that they are putting the request. And so this is not a hearsay matter. It is what transpired at the National Labour Commission. And I'm extremely frightened that duty bearers will act in such, you know, lackadaisical manner.
Doka niemu pe monsanka, but mochimi appeal to mu members I will say ebikura no amemenim fimu ena omode atiasie ebisokura anje dantiasie ye omode ekoye adwuma eti for how long ena mo decide say wo de ye nkoye adwuma no for the sake of the country, for the sake of nipa eko ayasabia hono mo ye nya adwuma no atu when a ye hwe ni mu se your condition of services and near my ye here no ye de be my yen.
So say dear, the medical laboratory professional may be going back to work latest by Tuesday to start operations fully. But it is a fact that the medical laboratory professional will be working unhappily.
But doc,
and under serious frustration.
Doc Nyabuchama me yakasa moko ne usi Tuesday mumuna moko.
Oh, if you listen to the conversation very well, you will know that when strike and things happen like this, people will take opportunity to visit family across the country. It is unreasonable at this point to say that you have put your strike on hold today and so work should start effectively today. We do not want to create problem for everybody, anybody, but we are submitting to the rank and file of our membership the latest by Monday, everybody should be opposed. The work that we do, it will need recalibration and putting the work environment in order. That should be done seriously on Monday, and by Tuesday, we are in full operation. So put the conversation in perspective, respectfully.
Okay. And Tuesday, no, yeah, can you know? From Tuesday, no, mobile juma kosi saying. Ena mo hwe ni mu se adesrede na modia to mpanimfo animu e wo se omoye mamu.
Well, why we are disappointed in all this, I'll tell you another aspect. The law makes provision that when people like us, essential caregivers, have difficulty, same must be resolved within 3 days. Enami ensape e wo se ukasem no manikoto. Even the National Labour Commission, in dealing with our matters expeditiously, could only submit 1 week, 4+ days by the prescription of the law. So take note that we as a country, we do not treat essential caregivers as essential caregivers. And until we renew our mind and begin to do the right things, things like this will continue to happen in our country. We are going back to work, but we can only fall on the media that this time, don't leave the poor medical laboratory professional alone. Continue to engage duty bearers. Continue to follow up the issues to ensure that the matters are resolved amicably so that we can work with the right frame of mind. For now, we'll be working, but under serious frustration and desperation.
Eno enti na ye ne mo twetwen komo yi doc senior o kan say wo sense ntwe for ye boa mu because from day one ya ye na so na mode beto na ye pian panimfo no eti ne ya wa me hu se da bi nye se adesede no e de to omani mu no ma ye omunye ye nenso ye pese ye ko na ye hwe na ye besie no e bi o maboma no ho ba bi se mode ye monko na da sei mo bete ye nka enhyehye ye no akosi sen.
Now, unfortunately, nothing like that has happened. Now, Maminka, now what you have said, before we even embark on the strike, we gave 2 weeks notification. So the Ministry of Health, who is our parent ministry, Ministry of Finance, Fair Wages and Salary Commission, none of them dignified our notification with even a response or a request for a meeting. That alone should tell you that The people do not respect the people called medical laboratory professionals. That is a fact. That is a fact. And it is a net number three idea, meaning none of them have tried to engage us even on the side. But we are keeping faith with the National Labour Commission. They gave some directives which we believe will culminate into the results that we want, all of us. They directed that let us by next week Wednesday, we should hold a meeting. They also directed further that the Fair Wages and Salary Commission to ensure that they have the necessary financial mandate within which they could negotiate with us. They also ordered that the Ministry of Finance should give an officer with authority who could commit the finance ministry to be part of this negotiation. Due to some of these things they have put in place, and also exercising good faith, at least with the process, we have decided to put on hold our industrial action in the interest of the common Ghanaian.
Tinacha sa niyama miensa ena labor commission fuaka atoma sumu no. Se ministry.
And said that toya sumu sa metatia we say even they they could not stay within the confines of the 72-hour mandatory requirement of the law, and they have to go 1 week, which was not even definitive, but we should come and report for them to assess the strength of work. Still, caregivers are not being treated as caregivers. And that is my point of correction, that until we begin to treat caregivers as caregivers, we will run into difficulties like this as a country.
Was ukwada eda yeni mwe enuru hono meetings e wase mwye ne wase nshie mwu koso ni edi hobi yo
Fair Wages
ni edi hobi yo Fair Wages and Salaries Commission for nshie na omo suwa femu die sikase mwu nkita hundie no omo ne mwu nkone pepepe ni etosho miensa Ministry of Finance for nyia ne musinia obe jine muna omo ne mwu nkita hundie no atumia koso sana tie Doc
Ufesu Asamba kwa enudi die yang tumia mbosu kwa anise yang nyuwa numa omuvi ya school ebini mu 2018 ni adie ebini musu di omu starti kashu egume omuwa ya ebini mu 10 years ni 20 years ni they continue to engage them on the casual basis for a job that is always available. That cannot be right within the laws of the Labor Act. It cannot be right. But this is what is going on in the various hospitals. We made a strong case that financial clearance should be given to these people to as quickly as possible engage them properly so that they can be paid properly for the work that they do.
And also National Labor Commission for my recommendations be your home.
National Labor Commission requested that same should be included in the agenda for our meeting.
Okay. Okay. Tinay said no Wednesday come agenda mode ebetopno so eho. Yo, Doc, ni yeshe ni mu ni se mu betumi ene mo members no akasa manchi ase aye adwa because ye kam mo adwuma amoye no ehu se obi de abufuo ye mo adwuma na mo ye ni bia ehu amamfo emoja ne niema amu hweso no so obi ye no de amemene mfene ye a enye so we are hoping se mu betumi message kita mu no mo beka ma nipa no se nwie peye kora no a omo beye adwuma no ama akumato yem because ani ewusi kan se amamfo bu afu amamfo de amemene mfe na ekọ no na se eyade emu hu kakra
Eludia, the medical laboratory professional is also subject to the emotions of everybody and when things are not going well for us I think that in Benifo na was say sin konyan tem na ye kama ni koto na metra ade ba kusua enunu de e asifin pa emaye ye ko ye ye di aye be ye ya out of frustration ye di akade tu ho no e ko ba se some of the managers of the hospitals were threatening our people. Some were even threatening that their salaries will not be validated and all that. I think that that is not appropriate. It is misguided conduct because you see strike is the right of every worker in Ghana. And every worker in Ghana, out of frustration and desperation, has the right to choose the option of laying down their tools. And so that misguided things going around you're threatening our members should cease with immediate effect, because we have indicated same to the National Labour Commission, and they have requested that anybody engaging in that illegality should be reported to them appropriately. And so to various managers of the hospital, sir, in as much as you disagree, you do not have any right to intimidate anybody. It is unlawful. And when we get the slightest hint that any of our members have been put through any difficulty, we will solidarize.